Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the birthday edition. Is it your birthday? No. Well, then pause this one and wait until it's the week before your birthday.
I'd say still listen, because I think it's going to be a fascinating episode. Quite seriously. I'm Stevie. I'm a member of Nobody Panic.
I'm Tessa. I'm also a member of Nobody Panic. And it is my birthday tomorrow. And this podcast is appropriately titled How to Embrace Your Birthday, brackets, when it doesn't feel like you'd actually like to embrace it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My experience of Tessa's birthday is onefold. It's me, I think about a couple of years ago, being like, I have no idea how old Tessa is. And then saying, Tessa, is it nearly... Is it your birthday this year? And Tessa going, maybe, we don't talk about it. And then me being like, it could be. And
oh, then God.
Not actually being confident of when it is. Although you did have one birthday. Maybe it was Christmas. Was it your birthday when you did that Ferrero Rocher Tower?
Stevie, do you think that was my birthday or do you think it was Christmas?
It was Christmas, but I just suddenly thought wildly that maybe you'd... There was one day where I did go to a birthday once of yours. I think it was like late 20s and you played a fun game. There was only like a few people. It was like really like chilled out, like, oh, you just happened to be here on this day.
Yes, yes, that sounds about right.
We played a game with a balloon. There was like a big balloon, and we played a game with it. And I've got a video of some people. I can't remember what the game was. It was something like you have to like put the balloon in your mouth and spin around. I can't remember.
That sounds absolutely shit.
I had a lovely time. It was very
that was a birthday. I had just a party in the middle of the afternoon, and I put some balloons out on the gate, and somebody stole them. And I was like, oh, London. Aren't you rotten? It's not just the relentless march of death, the birthday concern. It's not just like, oh, we're all aging. Because I recently discovered that Rebel Wilson has been like lying about her age so much that she sued Hello Magazine in a defamation case for revealing her true age. Listen, I don't have all the details. Please don't sue us, Rebel Wilson.
We won't reveal your age.
We won't reveal your age.
I could not age that woman if I sat for about a week. I have no idea. I'm terrible with aging people, as in like saying how old they are. Mm. I always think people are younger than they are. Or very occasionally, only like twice, I've absolutely got it wrong the other way. So now I've learned, if you're not sure, and someone says the awful, oh, guess how old I am? You always say
21.
16. Yeah, 21.
I remember there was a lady in our village called Meg, surname not disclosed for privacy reasons. And when I was about 11, I remember my dad's friend, they were coming home quite drunk, and they were saying, I think she's very well preserved, but I think she's nearly 70. And she was 40.
God bless Meg and all that.
God bless her. No, aging is very hard. It's not just about that. It's not really that. I think it's these. I've been thinking about it this week, and I think my things are, it's September. So it's Virgo season, and due to it being the ninth month of the year and conceptions happening in Christmas, there's a lot of us. So you can barely move. Sorry, that's why there are so many September birthdays. You felt louche at the old Christmas do And your parents thought, oh, what else is there? What else is there on? There's nothing else on. So there is a lot about September. So it also feels like people are bored by it. And then I'm like, then I have this like, well, nobody wants to come to my birthday. So I'll just do nothing. And also my parents really, really liked birthdays and like really took them very seriously. So we had a very like very fun, very elaborate birthdays as kids. My mum made me a crystal maze one once that were all around the house. And then
that
I think
makes sense considering some of the parties you've had. Yeah.
Yes. But then you get older and you're like, oh, you have to do all that bit yourself. And then you lose it. Then you lose interest. Anyway, that's all my chagrin about birthdays. I hope we can address some of the things and hope make me feel a bit more positive about it all.
Up until like 25, I was like, okay, fine. Like you'd be like, oh, 24 feels a bit old. So I'd be like, no, now, shame on me. Mm. You're not, if you're listening, you're not at all.
You're not old at any age, really.
You're not old at any age. No, this is the thing.
You just think you are because you're the oldest you've ever been, but you're also the youngest you're ever going to be. So,
oh my God. But also as well, it's so much, it's not about the number. We'll get into it in a minute, but it's all about outside pressures and also the milestones, which we've talked about, that you, as much as you go like, oh, yeah, it's a different time now to my parents, you can't help but sometimes be like, oh, my parents had two children, including me, and a house two years ago.
It's very hard, isn't it? Be like, oh, my mum had already given birth to my youngest. She was pregnant for the second time by this age. You know, you're like, oh God.
And you can't, even if you don't, you don't wish to do that, you still like, well, that's a thought I've had in my head now, and I've found that actually recently birthdays have been fine. But yeah, like late 20s, I found birthdays. There was always a moment where there's like a sobering moment where I'd be like, oh,
exactly. Oh, yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Anyway, what's the adult thing that you did this week apart from have a birthday?
Well, you'll remember that I bought myself a Love Island swimming costume.
Oh my God, the one that went really far up your ass.
Yep, the high leg, high butt number.
High yield.
High yield, high risk, high yield. If you'll see from last year's season, Lucy and Molly May wore it a lot. White and black, zips up the front. Serious, but also it's up your butt. And it's made from recycled marine plastic. So listen, look, I was really thrilled with it. Anyway, I took it swimming. Of course, it's bright. I've never had a bright white swimming costume before. And let me tell you why you don't have them. The chlorine makes it yellow. So what have I done today? Discovered that. So I've got white wine vinegar. It's currently soaking in the bathtub right now. White wine vinegar, lemon, and bicarbonate of soda, which I've discovered is just the UK word for baking soda, which I'm always looking for in the supermarket. And then they're like, do you mean baking powder? And I'm like, I guess so. And then I'm throwing what makes yeast rise into my washing to attempt to make it clean. And unsurprisingly, it's not working. So if that's something you've also struggled with, bicarbonate of soda is the UK word for baking soda.
Got it.
Oh, God. So that's currently in the tub right now. And I'll let you know in 8 hours if there's been any progress.
That's so great.
Yeah. What's yours?
I did my first yoga.
Wow.
Finally, I tried yoga with Adrienne.
Oh, yes.
She's very good, isn't she? And I'm very much enjoying it. It doesn't really, some of them really don't feel like exercise, and some of them are the hardest things I've ever done. So the consistency
and that's
isn't
yoga.
And that's yoga.
And that's yoga. Sometimes you do a thing where she'll be like, if this is not for you, just like put your legs flat. And you're like, who could this not be for? Like, who can't do this? Who is having a problem with this?
I'm lying flat on my back.
What's the issue? And then sometimes she does one where you're like, who is doing that? Who's got that up there?
Yeah, I feel quite adult when I'm doing it because I've always thought of
well done for getting all the way through them, because sometimes I would start and then I would just lose interest in the middle. So really well done for staying with the class. Very proud of you, Stevie.
Thank you. Okay, let's get to birthdays.
Right, boost me up.
Right, well, this might not boost you up first because it's reasons why someone may feel a bit like, ugh, about their birthday. Aging, obviously, I'm just going to skip right through that. High expectations. So sometimes we're disappointed by not having expectations met by a birthday party, celebration, or gifts, which is not a selfish thing. It's more just like, it's like that. It's the Christmas syndrome where you're like, if you had lovely Christmases when you were younger, you're like, oh, but this is, now I'm an adult, this is rubbish. That's, we all, yes. many go through that, and many also have the opposite, where they're like, Christmases was awful, so I hate Christmas. And then you must find the Christmas spirit within.
Within. I suspect it's that, I was thinking, like, is it that people put more effort in when you were a child, or is it that just as a child, like, a box was quite exciting, so actually your expectations were just constantly met, and yeah, exceeded over and over again, because you didn't actually have the imagination to imagine anything better, and then, you know, everything was wonderful. And now I think it's impossible not to see, like, that Kanye West made Kim Kardashian, you know, a room full of flowers and then trapped a violinist in it. Trapped quite a famous violinist, I think, in their living room, surrounded by roses for her birthday. And so then you're like, well, that's where my expectations are, and it's not really fair on all my family and friends that they have to meet that. And I haven't revealed to anyone that's what I want. But also, yes. I don't want specifically that. I want that level of effort that's a surprise, but also, you know, and you're like, this is unfair on me. This is unfair behavior.
Yes. But also, conversely, I don't want anything because I get very embarrassed. But then when the birthday comes along, I don't know what I want, what I'm feeling. I get so easily overwhelmed when, like, someone just, like, sends me a card. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. And it's a positive emotion. It wasn't clear. But I'm very confused by what I want for my birthday.
It's a simultaneous, oh, I don't want any bother, and I want Kim Kardashian's room of roses and a violinist.
Oh, it's so much bother. Some bother.
Yeah, it's both. And it's not that you're pretending when you say you don't want any bother. Like, you really don't want people to, you don't want any bother, but you do want the bother. And that tidal wave of dual think, I think, is what causes the birthday blues. That plus the relentless march of death and birthdays aren't as fun as when you were five.
So yes, social pressure as well of being like, oh, cool. Like milestone birthdays. People are always like, oh, the milestone birthdays. But I think the milestone birthdays are actually, personally, fine. It's the ones in between. So it's like 30, lot of fun. There was a moment when I was like, wow, I'm 30, but like, I was fine. 31, 32, bit weird. Like, oh, yeah. now I'm just a woman just sort of existing in her 30s, which is a very strange vibe for me, because I don't think I'll, and this is again something that old people say a lot, I don't think I'll ever feel a day over 26.
Yes, the thing about the 30s is, like, people, there's a lot of people who are already in the water clapping people who are diving in and being like, it's actually really, once you're in, like, it's not as bad as you think. And then, like, you do dive in, then you're like, oh, that wasn't bad, because everyone's there really cheering you on. But then 31, you're just like in the water.
Yeah, you're already in the water.
There's like nobody clapping you, and it's just more, and you're just like, is it just swimming now for ages? And it is.
Yes.
It is.
It is. But as with most things, a lot of it is about, like you just said, the dual think. So most of the things that I've read have been like, stop, like, just take out what, like, you think you should want, what you're like, oh no, and just be very honest when you're like, when I wake up on my birthday, what would I really like? And then tell somebody close to you.
Tell somebody that. Yeah.
And there's no embarrassment. You know, if you want it to be your special day, you can make it, like, you don't have to make it your special day all yourself. You could be like, I just would really like someone to, like, you know, just sort of surprise me with some things. That'd be nice.
Like, yeah, but you can't say surprise me with some things. Then people would be like, what things? Can you surprise me with some things? I'd be like, Stevie, what do you want? Like, yeah, a dog? Yes. Like, what?
Well, you say that, but then a surprise on your birthday can be any level. Like, so if you're starting off at like, oh, bother, I don't want bother, I'm sat alone in my cupboard. Like, yeah. Then someone, a surprise being like, someone's put some balloons in the living room and a nice little breakfast thing for you. You're like, oh, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Or like, oh, we've got some friends together at the pub, but you thought it was just going to be me and you. Lovely. Like, very much, well, as you get older, what's great is when you're a kid, I don't know about you, but I was consistently being like, oh, for my birthday, I will probably wake up and we'll probably be in France or something. And there'll just be loads of magicians. And your imagination kind of can take you into these spaces. Whereas when you're an adult, your like barometer for surprise is very low. Like this year for my sister's birthday, she knew I was coming to see her, but I surprised her with the time I was going to see her. Like, surely that won't shock her. Surely. But it absolutely blew her mind. Like, we are so moved, especially now when it's like, most birthdays is like, oh, I've said it on Facebook and I've said it on WhatsApp. So that's enough, right? Any effort, like when you did that video for me for my birthday, when you like put together that video with my friends all doing a TikTok dance, like I cried for ages, like I couldn't believe it. And I think, and obviously that was a lot of work, but that wasn't something I would ever like go, I think I want all my friends to do a TikTok dance when they're sending me a card. Like I just would not have thought that.
No.
So I think any thought is like so nice. So the person that you say like, oh, I just would like to do something, I'm not sure what, but like even that sentence shows them like, oh, I should probably sort something out. And that, yes, it's not perfect.
Yes.
But the problem with going, I would like to wake up to a breakfast, I would like to then go to this, I would like to go to the park and all my friends are there, then you feel like you've just managed your own birthday and it's kind of boring and rubbish. Whereas when you leave the creativity open to people who are close to you, then it gives them the signal to go wild. But you can then say things that you don't like. So for example, my boyfriend absolutely cannot stand surprise parties. Like, loves things for other people. Yeah. Absolutely. If you surprise the shadow, he becomes a mist. Nothing, not happening. So I know never to do that, but I know that like he quite likes, like, I don't know, a surprise. Like, I mean, everyone who knows you knows that you want a treasure hunt. That's what you want.
That is what I want.
And you also look at what other people do. So you can look at what you do for other people on their birthday, and people will do that for you on your birthday. But the problem is when you don't talk about your birthday or you don't discuss your birthday at all, people just presume you hate your birthday. So they just don't do anything. So like,
whereas actually what I'm saying is like, can you all do the thing, please? Right. Okay. I see.
With your eyes. Yes. While not saying anything else. Like,
whatever. I'm saying whatever, nothing. But what I mean is, everything. Okay. Basically, what I've got here is that like you're sick at work syndrome. Back in the day when you still would go to work when you were sick, which I believe now we may have passed forever. You're at work, you're very unwell. You absolutely should go home. But what you want is your boss to say, oh, you don't look well, you should go home. You know, like weirdly, you just want someone else to do it. Whereas we just be like, just go home, you idiot. So I think I'm in that phase. I'm just like, just go home, you idiot. Just tell people you want to celebrate your birthday, please. You just don't like doing it. Yep.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
May I tell you something about my expectations being too high. Jack Rook, a friend of the podcast and acclaimed author. Cheer the fuck up. In all good bookshops now. We went to the Jurassic Coast and recently, and he was coming out of the sea, and I was on the beach, and we went to the seaside. He was in the beach, in the sea. Oh, I've told it badly. Anyway, I see him in the sea, and I see him with these like balloons under the water, like helium balloons. And it, honestly, in my head, I thought, those are for me. He has organized. He went in the sea without any balloons. So somebody must have met him in the sea to give him these helium balloons.
King Triton,
or whoever, whatever link he's got to the underworld. And now he's going to emerge out of the sea. And I saw him and I thought, I won't look so I don't ruin the surprise. Is honestly where I was at mentally, of like,
what was under the water?
They were balloons. They were just old balloons, obviously, that had fallen into the sea, and he was just very environmentally friendly collecting them and was dragging them back out of the sea. So they were just tattered old helium balloons, but because they were like sort of bouncing under the water, I honestly thought they were fully full helium balloons and he was going to emerge out of the sea for me with them. Oh god. I have just got to get the word out. Well, my birthday.
I have to say, it is new. I think it's now we've done this episode, or we're in the middle of this episode. It's so obvious, and I don't know why I didn't see it, that of course that's what you would like, because that's very consistent with you as a person. But I genuinely did think, and I thought you're going to be like, I hate birthdays, I just don't enjoy them. But actually you do. You just would like... You want some you want King Triton to give you some balloons out of the water,
the ocean. But that's a hard ask, you know, for people.
That is hard. Right. I'd say don't ask for that. But no. There are other things you can ask for. If it's
okay. Yeah.
So that's something that, yeah, we sort of solved. As in, you do have to tell people.
You do just have to take yourself home from work. You do just have to put the word out. You can't just expect people. If someone asks you what you want and you say nothing, they will give you nothing. Okay, could everyone start prepping now for next year when I want a lot of fuss made of me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Stevie.
But if it is an issue with age, that's often so. Like, I mean, this is such an obvious thing to say, but age is not anything more than the amount of times we've gone around the sun, sure. So that doesn't really mean anything in and of itself, unless it's an age thing where, you know, you're older and you're like feeling older, and maybe, and that's very, very, very tricky, because then you have to like, because, you know, there are different stages of life. So maybe you're like moving into middle age, or you're moving into old age, and that's obviously a slightly different thing. But if it's just the number looks like, that's not, you're not worried about age. That's you worried about social pressures. That's all that is, which is, say, all that is. That's a massive thing. But one of the ways that you can do that is you look back on the last year and you just write down everything that you have done this year that makes you go like, yeah, or Tessa would say, okay, puff, puff, puff. Puff, it doesn't puff, have to be, you know, like, you might think, and I sometimes do this, I'm like, oh, not really anything. But you actually, people often have a great tendency to just like play everything that they've done down and everything everyone else has done up. So it could just be as simple as like, went on that lovely holiday, or like, oh, there was that time when, you know, we all got together as a family and we played that stupid game and it was really funny because mum fell over. I don't know, something. It can just be, and sometimes it's nice to look back through your dates diary, whether it's on your phone or whether it's not, to kind of jog your memory of like a nice drink you went with a friend, a new friend that you made. Basically, you are in a different place than you were last year. And if that place is when you look back and you go like, oh God, I'm actually in a more difficult place than I was last year, which for a lot of people that will be the case, because 2020 has been as a dumpster fire, as they say in America. I've never heard the word dumpster before in my life.
All good there.
You can then plan for the next year to be like, okay, well, how am I going to make it so that for next year and then the next birthday, when I look back, what's like the bare minimum that I would like to do to make me feel like, oh, I have moved forward and I have. So it's, but also just to be aware of like the age thing, like we've touched on it before, like each generation, the ages jumble up and mean different things. So my parents will have looked back on their parents and been like, hang on, I remember my mum being like, God, yes, I was a very old mother. Like she had me at like 29 and Gina at like 31 or something. So like, I can't remember. Sorry, mum, that you're listening and I don't know that or how old you were, but it's around then. And it's like, that's fine now. That's not an old mother.
I watched Father of the Bride the other day. Mm. Classic. Your namesake.
Yes.
Doing some of his best work.
Absolutely.
The girl comes back from... I remember I watched it as a child and I remember being like, just let her get married, George Banks. God. And then she comes home. She's a child. She's a child who wants to get married. She's 23 and she looks like a baby. And then she was like, why are you stopping this? Like, you were this old when... Mum was this old when you got married. And then the mum's actually like, we were actually 20 and I was 21 when I had you. And I was like, what? And that was just a generational thing. That, like, that was a really reasonable time to get married.
Yeah.
And before that, you were married at 15 and then you were working down the mine or wherever you worked in the medieval, you know.
In the medieval times, the medieval, that's, which is what we're
mining,
talking about.
Of course, was of course very popular in the medieval
in
period.
Medieval era.
No, you were out fallowing the thing or working in the court of Henry VIII. Those are your two options as a teenager.
But yeah, also like, you know, like Romeo and Juliet. Like Juliet was like 12 or something. Yeah. And it's
Yeah.
The further you go back, the younger it gets, the weirder it feels. But that's also because they all died at 30. Because they exactly. were like, of the pox. Look, again, we really need to sort out the history of this, but fine.
Somebody does. Look, it was popular at some point.
Pox. It was the pox, and they died at 30. But now life expectancy is so long, and now also, like, the world is not set up for you to be like, well, for example, I'm 30, so it's over. One thing that never fails to both surprise me, but also be like, well, why would it be any different? Because I felt exactly the same. It's the amount of people in their like very early 20s that I speak to who are like, yeah, well, time's ticking. So, and you're like, oh my good Lord. Like, no, it is not. Like, I don't
but
even
know. Maybe
have
it just feels like time is ticking. We're talking about time ticking. And maybe people 10 years older than us are like, F you in the pipe. Time is
no, they
ticking.
Are.
I'm sure. And then people 10 years older than them are like, what are you talking about? Time's not ticking for you. Time's ticking for me. So I guess Everyone just thinks time is ticking for me. But actually,
because time is ticking.
Time is ticking, but turns out for no one. So just get over it. Get over
time
it.
Time is ticking for itself.
Time is ticking for itself, and you're no part of this. So, so stop it. That's the only answer to that one. Just stop it.
Good work. Tessa, very empathetic.
Thank you.
The one thing that I always think about as well is like often there's a reason behind why some years you'll be like, that's an okay age. And then other years you'll be like, this is not an okay age. And it's often will be because maybe you had a year that didn't feel as progressive or as like fruitful as the year that you felt like, actually, I've done quite a lot this year. That's been all right. Like if you've like, you know, been promoted or you've changed jobs and you're finally doing something that you love, then maybe turning an age is not going to bother you. Or you've just had kids or you just like, you finally got married, then you really want to get married. Like you bought a house. If you've achieved something that is really important to you, then of course you're not going to be like bummed out at how old you are but I always think back to whenever I am, because it's always like a career based thing for me, because I'm always like, my career all the time. A lot of people do feel like, oh, I'm kind of stuck in this thing now, I can't really ever change. Like my mum went back to university when she was 40 and completely retrained as a completely different career and had a brilliant, like, I don't know, like 15-20 year career in a completely different field. So you can, there's like, and that's, and like everyone's like, oh, life begins at 40, which feels patronizing, and no it doesn't. Your life just continues and it will just keep going until it is not there anymore. That's basically just what happens, so you don't have to worry. And it's so important to focus on the day. Lots of people here say like, just really genuinely know what you would like to do on the day. And if it is nothing, then fine. But is it nothing? And okay. if it is, like, I get very, very nervous when I throw big parties, but I always want to be at parties where all my friends are. So I was like, well, this seems like a good idea. I never have the best time because I have a nice time like about midnight on the night when I'm like quite drunk, but the lead up to it is always so stressful that it makes me not like my birthday because I'm like, oh god, what if no one comes? Oh god, it's gonna be awful. So if that's something that you don't have to have a party, or even better, get a friend to organize your birthday party for you. I've gone to loads of parties like that, but I would never think to do that because I'd be like, no one would want to do that. But what an honor it would be if someone said to you, like, trusts you.
And
with
I
that.
Think I would find it much, much easier to organise someone else's than to organise my own, you know?
Yes.
But also, and this is not exactly special, everyone's been through it this year, it's now become illegal to have a birthday party, you know?
Of course, yes. So it's very, very tricky, unless it's like five people and you're all...
So I'm just going to space it out maybe and meet continuous groups of six.
Very good.
In their chosen six-man pocket. Yes. And then I will just space that out throughout the day.
Yeah, so. It'd be like a people treasure hunt. Where you're
yes.
Like,
you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect.
So, yes, I don't know. I don't know, but hopefully that helped in some way.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it was just, I think it really did. It made me be like, right, you can't just wander around saying you don't like it and expect everyone to do anything. You've got to take some control. And this, incidentally, some of you might be listening and be like, what the GF are you talking about? I love birthdays and
what
I love GF? My...
What the gluten-free
are you talking about? I don't know what it stands for either. Yes. Just being like, some people are really good at their birthdays. Everyone knows when their birthday is. They throw a fantastic party every year. They're like, I love my birthday. Please come and make a fuss of me. And I think maybe everybody is that person, but only some people are able of expressing it. And everyone else is just this little secret shell being like, I want to be there.
Everyone's got a little person inside with like a little balloon and a little hat being like, birthday time?
Yeah,
sometimes they're ignored.
So how do we get them out? Like, do I text somebody and I just say, what's my phrasing basically? And what's the phrasing for people listening? Like, is it like, I'd actually like a fuss.
like a fuss okay, please. I see what you mean.
Yeah, how do I phrase it?
I think a positive thing is to pick someone that you can say this to, that you're like, I feel comfortable. I'm being like, I historically have been very... down on birthdays, but I would actually like to do something, but I really struggle with organizing something for myself because I just don't quite know how to go about it.
Yeah,
do you reckon you could help me put something together?
Yeah, okay,
fine.
Okay, that sounds.
Can you throw me a surprise
good.
Party, please? That's yeah. quite fun as well.
Yeah. Historically, I've been quite down on birthdays. I'm really ready to do it this year. Please, could you help me? I would actually like a fuss. I would actually like a bit of bother. Nobody is coming out of the sea with balloons for you.
Unless you've asked for it.
Unless you've specifically requested that. Right, yeah. I'm going out there to specifically request a lot of things for my birthday. Thank you, Stevie. I feel really buoyed up by this. Really ready.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I feel ready
so
to
glad.
Do it. I think
if you're down about the passing of time and your achievements and stuff, write down things you've done.
Yeah, and also no age counts in 2020. Just forget it. And also go and have a listen to our milestones episode about like the things that you think you should have done by certain times, and just remember that it's all nonsense and don't worry.
Yes,
about
that was a very charming episode, wasn't it?
It was charming.
Sure. I'm sure that was based ones. On one of us throwing a Benny because we did recently turn 30. I'm sure that
was
where
also,
that came
it's
from.
Also one of our most oft requested ones, that.
Yes. So have
people,
a listen to
it's
that.
A thing that people are really worried about. So you're not alone in that fear of thinking you haven't done the things by the time you thought you would have done the things.
Mm.
If you're a Virgo, good luck.
Good luck and God bless.
Good luck and God bless. Any other star signs, get the hell out. I've no time for you.
Have a lovely week. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If you've got a friend who you're like, I think they hate birthdays, have a look into it, because they probably don't.
Say to them, would you like a fuss? You always say don't, but would you like a fuss made?
Like I'm a bit here of fuss,
to-
though,
would you like a bit of fuss? Because I'm ready to make a bit of fuss.
I'll make a bit of fuss. And then also tweet us. Tweet us your birthday. I was going to say, I don't know if that works. It's like loads of dates that are being tweeted as. You know what? Fine, I'll take it. And tweet us or email us if you have any suggestions for future podcasts. At Nobody Panic Pod. I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates. The email is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And the Instagram is, if you like, pictures more than words. Stevie's is the same as her Twitter. Mine is We Pray Love. No further questions.
You very rarely shout out our Instagram. That felt fresh.
It did feel fresh, didn't it? I really brought something, I thought, in that moment. Send me some fuss. I'll take it.
Yes. Basically, say happy birthday to Tessa, even though it was, when you're listening, it was her birthday last week.
I think
let's extend it.
Yeah.
Let's extend the joy. And have a lovely week, guys. See you next time.
And happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Have a lovely week. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.